Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Well, a big weekend in D.C. First of all, you guys had the schnee, the snow. And I know, Rob, you out in Leesburg didn't get as much as some of the people east of the Beltway. And
no, but we still got about 3 inches. And a lot of people described it as the perfect snow because it was light, it was fluffy, it was beautiful, but did not stick to the roads.
Did not mess up
traffic. No traffic whatsoever. It did do one thing, though. It made them postpone the football championship game in Hampton from Saturday to Sunday, because I guess I didn't want people driving. The snow was getting worse as you went towards Hampton.
Oh, that's the Tuscarora Huskies are a Saturday team.
Yeah, well, it's not so
They're not a Sunday team, Rob.
It's not so much that as Robert had a basketball game on Sunday, so we couldn't go.
What was the result? Did they win?
They did not win. The final score.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was 40-27. It started with 33 unanswered points by Highland Springs. And I just thought, man, you know what? I'm so proud of them for making it to state, but what a long ride home that had to be.
Damn.
Those poor guys. Great season, though. Great season.
That you know, the Tuscarora Huskies, let's put our hands together for a great football season for them. All right?
Almost.
Sorry, Husky. Almost. What a great season it was, you know. And they played the game on Sunday
in Hampton at the Hampton University Stadium. They went down there. And
do you think maybe you were their good luck charm, though? Do you ever think about that?
I would never say that. I just know this: I'm safe.
You're safe. There you go. He's safe, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. So, was it the usual hype machine and the usual insanity that surrounds Washington, D.C. when we get snow?
Yes.
Or was it because it was on the weekend, was a little cool?
Well, they kept emphasizing the fact. They said, well, this won't at least mess with the rush hour because it's going to happen overnight Friday going into Saturday. Now, I'm not a particularly early riser, so when I got up at about 8:30 and there was not a flake on the ground.
Do you sleep till 8:30?
I did on
God, I'd love to sleep till 8:30. What would that be like?
Well, 5 days of seven, I get up pretty early. So.
Yeah, no, but I mean, even on the weekend, I can't pull it.
You can?
I'd love to. Oh, I can. Yeah. I probably do. Today, I did 6:45, which is almost a record.
Wow.
The little guy came in at about 5, crawled into bed with us, and we all Z'd out after that.
My mom says
cool.
As you get older, you just keep on waking up earlier and earlier and
you sleep
earlier.
Less. I know that.
I'm reasonably sure because the old folks around here like walk their dogs while it's still dark.
Yeah. My mom wakes up at 5 a.m. every morning and I'm like, what are you doing, lady? She goes, I can't
sleep.
My
mom got up at like 4:35 o'clock for almost all of her life. It was incredible. Yeah. I'd love to be able to go. I look back at the days, the restaurant owning days, you know, when you go to bed at 5, you're not going to get up at 5.
Well, you've got restaurateur hours.
Yeah. But you know what? Waking up at like 11 or 11:30 is not a cool experience.
Oh, you feel
no. Your day is gone. You've lost a quarter of a day by doing that.
I'll take early morning with that. But even with that, with having beers at night not eating, I think this is now, I don't know how many days, but without having any kind of animal product
in
my
system. Mike's Megan.
My vegan.
Mike vegan.
So vegan means no eggs.
No eggs, right.
What are you going to do about fruitcakes?
Put them on ice.
Let me tell you the way I look at this.
Put them on ice,
There's going to be Christmas dinner.
Right.
And there's going to be, I'm not going to basically put my guests, Kathy and Paul, and our next door neighbor through the idea of, doing all vegan.
A tofurkey?
And I think that the guy that is really into this, one of the guys is married to a woman who has thousands of recipes and is very well known for her amazing vegan cooking, and she has dinner parties where people come over. This guy is not letter of the law, and I think that when you're doing this, the first couple of weeks are, we want to see how your body responds to it and how your body feels, but there's not, I'd be lying if I told you that this was any kind of really, like, I've been on thousands of diets, like weight loss diets, where I go insane. This is not that case. I've lost 3 pounds on this, and I'm not obsessing on it.
I guess
the point I'm trying to make
is it's a lifestyle change more
great.
Than a diet.
No, I don't feel great yet. I don't feel bad, but I don't feel that great. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe there's a little withdrawal going through this with not, but I don't know whether that's true or not. And we're trying it for 2 weeks, and we're going to see how we feel at the end of 2 weeks, and then we'll go forward. But it's not like it's not anything other than fun because the stuff we're eating. I was not somebody, believe it or not, that had to have the hamburger and the steak and all that. I would do it when I never thought about it, and I don't think about it now. What I do miss when I'm going on any kind of a diet, I hate giving up carbs. I cannot stand giving up carbs. So that is something that is much more painful than giving up meat. It hasn't. I guess the point I'm trying to make, it hasn't been all that big a deal. And I'll let you know at the end of the 2-week period how we feel and whether we're going to roll with this thing. And, there's so many people. I got so much blowback on this from both people personally and people on social media that when that happens, it motivates me to do it more.
Sure.
You understand how that works? Yeah. When people are like, my God, if you're going to do, you probably watched one of those vegan propaganda films. I said, yes.
No fluoride.
No fluoride. So we'll see what happens.
Have you accepted?
And if it's better for you and people go off medication before it, I'm all in. Why not? Give it a shot, right?
Have you accepted or tried some sort of milk substitute? Are you trying almond milk or soy milk?
Well, we've had soy and almond milk in our house for a long time. And by the way, I think it's either almond or soy. I forgot which one it is. Makes a hell of an eggnog. Really?
Really?
Vegan-friendly eggnog, which is delicious.
Is alcohol vegan?
Yeah.
The Miller products are. There's a list of what alcohol is. Wine is not as commonly vegan as you would think.
Why?
Which is I don't know. This is all new to me, and I haven't read enough, nor have I committed to it enough to really. I don't necessarily. Here's how I want to roll with this. I don't necessarily want to be the preacher for this lifestyle. I think that what I want to do is, and I'm sorry if for those of you that don't like, animals being hurt or something like that, I'm doing this for inflammation. And if my body is less sore,
inflamed.
My joints are less sore, inflamed, I'm going to see if that's the truth. And right now, I would say there's not a real dramatic change yet. So we'll see what happens with that. And if I happen to do weight loss too, that's fine. But I'm not, as I said, it's not all that hard. I love certain things that are vegan, and I don't have that big a problem. And we're probably going to back off of the processed stuff too, because really there's such a huge vegan industry of fake meat and fake stuff. We went to a vegan restaurant and that was delicious. It was kind of like an Asian themed restaurant, and that was great.
Iguanaria?
Not Iguanaria.
No, it's not Iguanaria. No, because you can't do it there. But I will tell you one thing that I would give up, and this is my one negative for the vegan. I am, believe it or not, a man of larger carriage. I am not that big a farter.
Gotta get some Beano in your
being
system.
In the middle of Walmart, and just sitting there. Oh my God, I have to go outside. Carla's the same way. It's pretty intense.
Is it like backdraft? Like everybody's got to get out of the way.
It's different, and it also seems to be getting better by the day. So I don't know, but that's my vegan update. I think
that the gas is coming because of the increase in vegetable intake.
Yeah, probably.
Say that the vegetable intake farts are not as rancid as a beef-based fart.
Well, then I urge you to, because I described something that came out of my body yesterday as smelling like a dead hamster. That's the only way that I can use to describe it, but I will tell you that the vegan lifestyle is we made it through the first weekend, and we'll see
smells
what happens.
Like
When did we start? Last Tuesday or Wednesday?
It seems to me Wednesday you announced.
Wednesday
it.
Was the
I
we
think
announced. So that
was
means
the big
we
push.
Were.
Yeah.
So Wednesday will be the first full week, and I'll keep you posted.
What was the best dish you had? The best vegan dish.
I have to tell you, my favorite vegan dish is simply beans and rice. Mm-hmm. I love brown rice and beans.
There's
your gas. Rice.
Yeah, 1,000. And by the way, there is my because I'll have that for lunch today, and then it'll be like, hey, nice shot, Phil. It'll be that kind of thing. So
that O'Mara.
The fact that look, it's the way
he's
it is.
He's a knockout
it's
with his gas.
He's a knockout. Hey, with gas like that, you could really go places. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, anime. I want to hear all about anime 2017, Christmas in Japan. Oscar has made a couple of comments about it. I'm not sure whether you were all in.
Window into Pony's soul.
Wow.
4 hours worth.
Oh, my God. We'll hear about it. the Japanese anime convention when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS Classic.
Welcome back to the show. It is time for the update. We were telling you, because they were a fine sponsor, Anime 2017, Christmas in Japan. Really, really a big deal. I know Pony was looking forward to it, and Oscar was going out of curiosity and to support the client that supported
down
the
street,
show.
Down the street, one perk about living in the city is that when something is in the city, you really have no excuse for not going, because
you
it's
can pop
right there.
In if you've got the time. Yeah, you can take some time and get down there. So we'll get Pony. We know Pony's going to love it, but you have never experienced this type of world.
I have never been to an anime show. I've never really peeked into the cartoons. I actually have gone as far as to allege that some nefarious activities goes on at these events,
like some illicit hookups.
Yeah, like sex. For years now, I've always felt like anime equaled like furries and just the dregs,
and cosplay,
the dregs and
like
society.
The highly, the point you're trying to make, it's a highly charged sexual environment.
I always
that's
felt
what, that's
it was
what
like,
I thought too.
It was kind of like, I bet it's been years since you've been to the Renaissance Festival, but I've been for the last couple years.
Yeah.
And a lot of people dress up at the Maryland Renaissance Festival, but they're not limited to Renaissance costumes. Like, you'll be walking down in the Ren Fair and you'll see someone dressed as a stormtrooper. And I said, you know, that doesn't fit in, but it's just an outlet for their crazy cosplay wishes. And that's what I sort of felt.
Do you feel that that has gotten more prevalent as the years have gone, that people tend to, I mean, I've noticed that people, cosplay and dressing up and the Renaissance Festival and all that stuff, people love to wear costumes. Why Halloween has grown in popularity.
It's almost like you've put a safe place, an environment, turn it off.
Thank you.
Turn that off.
It's like a safe place to act out.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Were there any knockouts at the Renaissance Festival?
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to ask him.
Knockouts everywhere. First off.
Well, I was asking you Renaissance Festival.
Oh, at the Renaissance Festival, there's a lot of busty women.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Do I know what you mean? You don't have to tell me twice. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ye old rice and beans.
That's right, yeah. Hey, all right. Hey, look at the wench with the mead. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right.
My cider isn't hard anymore.
Hey. I want to apologize to the anime community because I was completely wrong.
Don't be too rough about it.
No, there was a dark side to the anime show where Pony and I walked around one of the kiosks and we said, oh, why are those ladies' chests covered up? Because they're too sexual, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But for the
majority... Explain. So when you say a kiosk, they had pictures
of
the anime...
Imagine a baseball card show with anime toys everywhere, right?
But when you say the chests were... They had the bar through the chest because they couldn't show
they had
the
a,
naked breasts?
A piece
breasts?
Of paper covering the chest because...
Because was, on the convention floor, you couldn't have that.
Yeah, you couldn't have that, right?
But there was it a poster or something like that?
It was a poster.
Like
it was a poster, not a live action.
Right, I'm just trying to get my head around exactly what... Yeah. So when you say a dark side, you're talking about kind of a borderline
slash adult
content.
There's an adult side to it. Yes.
It. Exactly.
It. But it's not the majority of the show. This is a commute. This is a commute. And Pony, you settle down. This is a community of people, and I didn't want to say this. They're just a land of people that love Japanese cartoons, and they're nice, and they're not bullies. And when you say you don't know something or you question the fact that they bought a $700 doll, they don't get mad at you. They explain to you why it's a collectible, why it means so much to the community, why they go to Japan once a year. I stood in line for an hour to go to the Maid Cafe. Was it worth it? Maybe not an hour. I'll say half an hour worth it. And these maids call you master. It felt like... It felt
what?
Like, yeah, they're like, master, come with me. And then they...
All right, hold on.
Yeah,
slow down.
Slow your roll.
I'm going back next year.
2 days.
I want to ask about the Maid Cafe.
Yeah.
The Maid Cafe, were the maids hot?
Oh.
Were they hottie maids?
They recruit them from the anime community to come, and it's almost an honor to be asked to be
so
a maid.
So they fly in the maids, do you think?
There were some imports, Mike. There was definitely some imports.
Really?
Yeah.
Pony, any comment on the Maid Cafe?
I didn't go to the Maid Cafe, but
okay.
Were they wearing cat ears?
Some of them were in cat ears.
Okay.
Did the reason you stayed away from the cat, the maid cafe, is
because you don't have any desire for any kind of fun at all?
Or did you think that
your chosen
you would lose
world?
Control?
I had already eaten, and the group that I went with was ready to leave by that point.
It's a classier Hooters. That's all it is. It's a classier Hooters.
He craves action.
And they're in character.
He's the wrong person to ask about this event. I took a deep dive.
We're ready to go. So- I know there's a lot of fun things, but,
but we don't want
to get caught in that Saturday mid-afternoon traffic.
Let's go now.
Let's go home.
So you stood in line and went to the maid cafe.
I went to the arcade. I went to a symposium with where essentially we heard about a man at arms and how they make that YouTube series and how they make those weapons.
The weapon forger.
Oh, my God. It was really
you were excited for something. You were more excited than I would be about the sword guy. You went to see the sword
Matt
guy.
Matt Stagmer is his name, right?
Yes.
He's a man amongst men. He makes real weapons. And he makes.
Is he a big, burly guy? Is he like a big.
He's a blacksmith from like old-timey days. And he's
making beautiful swords on the floor?
This was a big ballroom where people were sitting there listening about their craft and their trade and how they make the TV show. And Pony and I sat down. We're like, well, I stayed for another 40 minutes listening to that guy spout off about how awesome
and
he is.
And then Pony checked his watch and said, I got to go.
If you want a Matt Stagmer sword, how much is it going to set you back?
They are so one-off, like one of a kind.
Yeah.
They don't sell them.
They're
real weapons. They're absolutely real weapons.
How do you don't get them at all? Where do they go?
No, they go on. They're on television, and they're part of their collection. They don't sell them.
They don't sell them to the common folk?
No, they make money off being awesome on YouTube. Or now he's starring in a show with Danny Trejo.
Did he display some of his swords?
No, Mike, this guy is such a swinging dick that he walked in with no weapons. And just did a PowerPoint and talked about how they make the program.
Wow.
It was so cool and interesting.
Pony, did you think it was cool?
I thought it was great. They could have put it in a different room, though, because the room right next door was this like huge concert.
K-pop karaoke.
Yeah, you couldn't
really
hear
big
them.
In the anime world.
Wait a minute. What was the other room?
It was like J-pop karaoke and people
what
dancing.
What is J-pop karaoke?
It's like Japanese pop music, and it was really loud. So like every 5 to 10 minutes, someone would ask a question and the audience would be like, how do you make the swords? And then boom, 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 like, clapping cheering.
Now, what about the cosplay people, the people in costume that were walking around the floor? This would be the reason. And I would take a cab downtown and go to this event.
If this is exactly what's happening.
How do you make a sword?
On Gangnam Style.
How long does it take to forge the sword? Hello, thank you.
Don't forge it in your mom's basement. You'll burn the house down.
Tony, it's time to leave.
A couple things. Was looking for someone. I would size up the costume in. If it was a dude, if I recognized the character, and there were a handful of Overwatch characters, which I one of the games I played.
That's your game. That's
and I took
okay,
a
see,
ton of pictures.
You got your inner nerd working.
Like a stalker, walked down two long hotel ballroom hallways because I saw one of my characters from Overwatch walking away.
You're following
and
the
I'm
character.
Like, man, I really got to go find Genji. Let me go find him. And then he went into like a back, like I don't know if it was a dressing room. So like I sat down and I was like, well, I'll just wait to see if he comes back out. And then he came back out and I stopped. I was like, do you mind if I take a picture?
And he was my God. What's wrong with you?
Was he thrilled?
It's so great.
Was he thrilled that you had that interest?
I found out two things. People do not want, do not accept payment for pictures. They're super nice. They don't want to get paid for it. It's like it's a passion.
So
it's a love.
Not like Times Square,
it's
the
not
Chinese
like Times
theater.
Square.
No. These are just people that dress up and get the satisfaction out of going to these events.
Some of the costumes, very risque. The shortest shorts I've ever seen on women. For a winter wonderland, which it was snowing on Saturday, a lot of women in the snow taking like photo shoots in their... Santa / Japanese / anime outfits where their cleavage is showing.
Pony, how would you rate the cosplay?
I would give it a ten. I mean, there were some really, really great costumes.
Ten out of ten knockouts?
Yes.
Okay.
There is something I briefly want to get to. How much time do we have?
Oh, you have
five minutes.
Perfect. I found out that there is an adult side to this, an 18 and up, right? So, and for anybody out there, as far as anime is concerned, it's a great place to go people watch. It is certainly interesting. They have, and if you're an arcade fan, they had all these Japanese games. I definitely played Street Fighter V and got my ass kicked by some little kid. But it was fun. I sat down with a handful of guys, and they were telling me more about the Maid Cafe and how it works and how it's like an honor to be a part of that. And in Japan, this is how the Maid Cafe is. And one of the guys, he says, I'm actually a host. And I said, oh, I thought he was a host at the Maid Cafe because I thought it was just women, right? He goes, no, there's another side to this where you can be a host on essentially, imagine going to a lounge area and you're a host, like a bottle host or a bottle hostess, right?
This is getting into the old hooker cafe.
I sat there and I was like, like, what do you do, dude? And he's like, well, I go and you know, people come there for companionship. And I was like,
companionship.
I said, no, but like nothing nefarious. He's no, it's like open and you're hanging out. And I said,
so you come into the cafe. Or you go into the lounge, to sit with the hostesses.
Yeah, or host.
Or
men.
Or the males.
Men. Sounds men like it's most men. It's mostly men. Women that want to hang out with men, mostly. Or men that want to hang out with them. It depends on what your preference is, right? Mm-hmm.
This is women that want to hang out with
women that want to hang out with men. And they're all good-looking men from what I could see, right? And
where did you, my homoerotic friend, bump into this individual?
The best looking guy there, and I said, "Hey, is this seat open?" And we started talking. No, I didn't do that. It was with a crew of guys that were showing me around, telling me more about this anime world, right?
Okay.
And he said, "I gotta go." And I'm like, "Where are you going?" And because we just sat down at the Maid Cafe, he goes, "I'm a host," and he broke some, I guess, culture down for me from that world.
Was he an Asian guy?
An Asian guy.
Okay.
Looked like he should have been in a video
game. Where
was
he? Where was he hosting? Was it another? It was in another. Was it a room or something upstairs?
Another ballroom,
so to speak.
Okay.
And the way it works.
Let me interrupt for a second. Can I ask Pony this before we only got a couple minutes here? Yeah. Pony, is there like a subculture here? Is there like, if you dig deep into this, can you like find, you know, in sweet 13, 14, you know, you can go up and find, I mean, are you aware of anything like this, or?
I'm very much aware of the host club type situations and the maid cafe type thing. It's basically, you have the maid cafes where you have girls in character that are taking care of guys, and then you have a host type situation where there's guys taking care of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And by taking care of, I mean just like sitting down with, hanging out.
Pretending to be best friends.
How was the food in the maid cafe?
Oh, it was great. They had like,
was it Japanese food?
They had that, but they also had, you know, your American fare. You can choose whatever you'd like. The idea with the maid cafe.
What did you order?
In tradition, of Santana tradition, I got chicken fingers.
Oh, how nice.
I asked one of the girls if they get hit on all the time, right? And she says they never get hit on. Because the guys are so intimidated.
Built on respect, maybe?
No, they're just intimidated by these hot chicks.
You do have it drilled into you, though, to be respectful throughout the whole experience with the cosplayers and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very. Okay, well, that's kind of.
You know what? I don't mind that at all. I think that's kind of neat.
You can't run around saying, hey, knockout, come over here.
Yeah.
There you go. So you would say, but on Oscar, on the sexually charged meter, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sexually charged was the whole environment?
I would say a solid 7.
So not over the top. A bunch of horn doggies. It's people that like this anime,
like a handful of like parents that were in the lobby because they're just putting up with their anime kids.
Yeah,
but definitely, if you were a dad and you were dealing with this, you were like, oh, this ain't so bad. This could be a lot worse.
And to be clear, the children are not actually anime. They're real children.
No, they're teenagers you brought to hotel for like a card show.
They bring the kids, let them play. Pony, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate the whole thing?
I'd give it a 10. I had a blast.
It was a 10 show.
Yeah.
Sexuality at a 7. So the hosts do exactly the same deal for women, where you go in and the guys pretend to be the girl's best friend. And I said, well, how do you know when to go? And he's like, well, when they stop paying or buying drinks or doing anything like that. I said, oh, so it's like a Hooters. He said, yeah.
Same deal. Fascinating. Yeah. What a fascinating bit of culture that was.
A lot of fun.
That's it.
Do you want to do the fruitcake here?
Let's do the fruitcake. You can read the letter. You can read the letter.
All right.
What you baking?
Fruitcake.
Now, this is an unprecedented day for the fruitcake. 12
treble.
Days of fruit, because it's treble fruitcakes. Woo! We've never done this. I read the letter. It goes like this. One fruitcake makes me quiver. Two fruitcakes make me shake. Three fruitcakes make me tremble. And talking to the men of my dreams make me quake. Please, I beg of you, provide me the quivering, shaking, and trembling joy that only you and treble fruitcakes can bring. Christina in Buffalo, New York. This is for three fruitcakes, and we call Christina right now. I like this letter because she seemed to embrace the import of the fact this is three fruitcakes at play.
Which would, you know, mean that she's there, and if she's not, somebody's gonna get four fruitcakes.
And
I'm very disappointed at the lack of
there's me too.
There's remorse though, Mike.
I know.
There's remorse. Oh, ring back tones. What is this?
Christina is this person?
Yeah, Christina.
Christina. Hey. Do you do business on this phone?
Bossa Nova, baby. Yes, I'm looking for Christina, please.
Oh. This is
Christina. This is Mike O'Mara. Do you think you might want to tell me why I'm calling?
Because I want three fruitcakes.
Yeah! Three fruitcakes! You have gotten our very first triple fruitcake victory.
Oh, my God.
And you will be receiving three delicious fruitcakes from Rob Spiewak.
And I got to know, will you share them? Will you keep one for yourself and gift two of them? What are the destinations of these fruitcakes?
I will keep two of them.
There you go. Good call.
I'm not sure where the third's going to go.
Very cool.
You know what? If they went to the O'Mara household, the third, Carla would keep one, Mike would keep the other, and the third would be a cosplay cage fight. That's what we would have.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Christina, thank you so much for being at your residence or your work and knowing that we were calling about fruitcakes, and because of that, you received not one, not two, three fruitcakes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Christina.
Merry Christmas, Christina.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.